Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Excited to talk to you. I've witnessed your rise on my social media, and my God, you are fed to my algorithm all the time.
I am the algorithm slave. I'm glad to hear that it's feeding me to you, but I am. I'm a slave to the algorithm.
In fairness, you are. That's what happens when you start posting a few funny videos and all of a sudden you realize you can make a career out of this as long as the algorithm keeps helping you, right?
That's it. That seems to be the trajectory for all up-and-coming comedians these days. I'm not complaining.
Absolutely not. Tell us, though, about the genesis of the whole mammy banter thing. So where did this start for you? And was it you recording a funny video with, like, five followers and one idea? Or was it something that kind of presented itself further along the way?
It was a bottle of wine on a Sunday night in the middle of lockdown. That's what it was, Dave. There was no strategy. There was no dream of making it something bigger than it could be. It was just a bit of crack.
But it blew up. I mean, and it has continued to grow. What are you? You're nearly 500,000 followers on Instagram now.
Nearly half on Instagram. I 1.3 on Facebook and 2.6 on TikTok.
Wow.
Mad.
And what a lot of people want to know, including me, is when you reach those kinds of numbers, do the platforms pay out on, like, videos, or is it just, oh, this, now I've got a profile, I can sell a gig or whatever?
There are a number of ways that you can monetize. In terms of monetizing for views, say on TikTok or Facebook, not so much on Instagram. Mm. It is capped, essentially, and it's not as much as people think.
Right.
It's like, say, one penny for every 1,000 views.
Right, so that's not much.
It's not, and you can opt in and opt out on TikTok specifically to what's called the creator marketplace.
The creator marketplace, yeah, I heard that.
I have found that it restricts your views in terms of just being organic and putting it out there.
Oh.
Obviously, the algorithm is going to push it to demographics that they think are going to appreciate and react to adverts that they have planned to show up after your video.
Gotcha.
But the advertisers also don't want to pay out that much money, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get
you. So I did it for a while and I was able to track the views declining massively.
That's wild.
I don't do it. I know. It is. It's a bit of a, there are pros and cons.
Yeah.
There are conflicts if you want to go straight down the monetization route. Obviously, you can do brand deals and things like that. I, again, don't do many of those. So it's nice to be able to fall back on comedy and live shows.
There you go. And that's,
and
some, yeah,
money that way. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And we're looking here, the tour dates, even throughout April, you've got like the Green On Theatre in Letterkenny. What a spot that is. Brilliant place to do
great
a show.
Spot.
Hawkswell, yeah, Theatre in Sligo, Glora in Ennis, Leisureland in Galway. I love Leisureland in Galway.
Leisureland in Galway is a massive venue.
It is.
But it's not even half sold out for some reason.
Come on, Galwegians, Galway, and people in the Galway,
on, Galway
area. Get Serena Terry's tickets, serenaterry.com. Get the tickets.
Galway.
Yeah.
I love Galway.
And Galway loves you.
Come see me.
But not enough. Come on, get out there.
Not enough. But thanks to everybody who has bought a ticket.
They'll be buying more tickets now for sure. In April, she'll be in Letterkenny, Sligo, Ennis and Leisureland in Galway. Get those tickets bought. SerenaTerry.com. Serena, you were in Derry Girls.
Oh, blinking, you would have missed me.
I know.
But it doesn't matter.
We have the clip. Have a listen to it for everybody. This is important, I think, to make sure that people realise this was you.
Hands in the air, slowly turn around and put your palms flat against the wall.
This is a setup.
Repeat. Put your hands in the air, slowly turn around and put your palms flat against the wall.
What the hell's going on?
No.
Can I hold your gun?
No.
Everything about that show is just one of my favourites in the world. But you were in there in season 3. You arrested the girls. You were involved in the arrest.
And I have one line. When I say line, it was a word. Do you want to hear it?
Go on.
Right. And.
Wow. I can feel the power of your acting right there.
That was method.
I tell you, I would have gotten in if you had said that to me in that way.
No, you say that to all the pretend
RUC
officers.
Was it true that you were supposed to have a whispered line to Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
And what happened?
COVID happened.
No.
But it's okay because I got to deliver that Oscar-worthy line.
That's true. And
I honestly, like, would have dressed up as a phone box to get on there, girls. That's how much I love it. So it's not a bad thing. Obviously, being able to whisper into Liam Neeson's ear would have been dream come true stuff. But it's okay.
It is okay. You're in Derry Girls. You can say that. That's exactly. A claim to fame.
Exactly.
You sold out the SSE Arena. Am I right in thinking you're the first female comic to do that?
Yes.
That is an incredible claim to fame.
Crazy.
Like, that's such a big venue.
I know. It's such a scary venue. So scary. I did my first gig of the 2024 tour in the SSE. That's how I kicked it off.
Wow.
And this year, I made sure that the SSE was my last venue of the Irish leg.
How disappointed are you when you rock up to your next gig? Listen, I'm not casting aspersions on you. I've done tours of Ireland. But like, if you go from the SSE arena to, you know, a hotel function room in Carlo, is your next gig like, it's a bit different?
It's good. Your heart rate drops. You step out of fight or flight.
Yeah, that's true.
I swear. I can't remember being on the stage in the SSE. I just went on the autopilot. It must have been fight or flight or something. And I just delivered the show, but I can't actually remember being on the stage. So
are,
I'm looking
are
forward
you sure it
to
happened?
Experiencing it more.
Do you have video?
There is video evidence and photographic evidence. Might not have been me. Might have been a clone.
Well, actually, isn't your current tour, speaking of fight or flight, isn't it therapy tour? Isn't it like you talking about trying to manage these kinds of emotions and everything else you're doing?
Yeah, it's the day-to-day emotions and anxieties, plus a recap of my 2025, which is where life threw me a few curveballs that were made of concrete and fire.
Oh, dear.
I know. It's funnier than it sounds, just to add that caveat. It started off with depression, and then one of my friends died, and then my marriage fell apart, and then to round it up, my dad died.
Oh,
and it's... Again, it's funnier than it sounds. Galway, it's funnier than it sounds. So it's adding and it's talking about that.
Right.
It's also being a parent, dealing with being self-employed, perimenopause, hormone struggles, all of that.
Everything and everybody wants to realize that they're not the only person in the world going through.
Absolutely. It's therapy for me. It's therapy for the audience. And it's just talking about those quiet parts out loud, recognizing yourself and all of that chaos. And not feeling like you need to sign yourself into a mental institution. We're all going through it. We're all unhinged.
I couldn't agree more. As a parent of four kids, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm not a mammy banter, but I'm definitely a daddy banter and I get it completely.
Come back and talk to me when you have hormones that don't know how to behave.
Right. I definitely don't have that. All my hormones are perfectly in place. Serena, it's great to talk to you. Best luck with the tour.
You
April,
too, Dave.
The big ones, the Green On, Letterkenny, Hawkswell, Sligo, Glor Ennis, and come on, Galway, sell out that Leisureland for Serena Terry. Let's do it. Thanks a million, Serena.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.